Morning, wonderful people. Great to be our friends wherever you are on the face of this very planet on this very Sunday, the Easter Sunday, making it the fifth day of April in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing at very close to 10 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. We welcome you from wherever you are. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you joining us all the way from the western fringes of this very planet, those of you in the North American continent, in the South American continent, in the Caribbean islands, and beyond towards the western reaches of the world, until you strike the international deadline before you now go into Japan. We welcome you, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you are doing. We ask you, please, to jettison everything, to abandon everything, to come and partake, to come and participate in our offering this very morning, which we render absolutely without any equivocation before the throne of heaven, that Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. The time here now in Biafra land is 11 minutes past 8 in the morning. In London, it is the same time as well, just gone 12 minutes past 8 in the morning. No matter where you are around the world, irrespective of what you are doing, the only way to confirm that we are live is by looking at your clock, your wristwatch, your timepiece, or even your mobile phone, should it have a clock on it. The time now, you will see, is round about 12 minutes past the top of the hour where you are. If the time is not correct, it means you are listening to a rebroadcast. But because I know we are live, we are in Biafra land, because I know that this is the 5th of April, Easter Sunday, for Christians around the world, not all of them. You know, you have Western Christians, you have Eastern Christians, called the Orthodox one. I think that their Easter is next week Sunday. They have a different calendar. Everybody has their own rules. And later on this morning, we hope to have a very intelligent discussion. We hope to have a very incisive debate, if people are willing, on this whole Easter celebration, that we may understand it better. that we may equip our people with the required intellect and knowledge, that we may set them forth to go out and preach that which is right, as we do here on Radio Biafra. Because everything you hear on this platform is gospel. Everything you hear on this very radio station is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. However, and in keeping with our tradition, we must, of course, call upon the throne of heaven where Chukwu Abiama sits to obtain every permission and every power to ask for the blessing of God Almighty, the all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent and omnipotent, the creator of the heavens and the earth and the entire universe, that has no beginning and no end, that is so deep that the exhaustion of the knowledge covering his existence can never ever be attained. We worship Chukwu Abiama here. We offer him praise and thanks. We ask him to come to abide with us today as he did yesterday, to show us mercy and truthfulness and faithfulness, which are the embodiment of his creation. We ask him not to cast us away in his anger. We ask Chukwu Abiama to please come and be merciful to us, to allow us to complete this very task for which he sent us to perform. For we are human and we are fallible, but one thing is certain: we don't lie, we don't cheat, we don't prevaricate, we do not retreat, and we do not surrender. Our banner of incorruptibility is there for all to see, because this radio station, by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra, the editorial board of Radio Biafra, those that oversee the affairs of the children of heaven, we will not know corruption, not through any strength of ours, but by the might and the grace of the throne of Chukwu Abiama in heaven, where we submit ourselves this morning, because we don't worship idol. Anyana he farosi. Chukwu Abiama said, "You will worship nobody else apart from me. Anything that you worship that is not me is idol." That is the word that came from the mouth of God and not from the mouth of man, as enshrined in the tablet of stone that was given to Moshe. On Mount Sinai, you call him Moses, but his name is Moshe. M-O-S-H-E. Not Moses. The white man rebranded it Moses. It's like Ovum, now called Ovim. That is the way it is. And Mbosi, called Mbawsi, M-B-A-W-S-I. That is what happens when Europeans come into contact with you. They change everything about you. The name is Moshe. There was a very famous Israeli general. Very important that we understand that. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, once again, you may experience some slight intermittency in our transmission, but you have no need to worry. In due course, everything is going to be okay here, because every blessed day, as we are doing today, we are working tirelessly hard to fix our relay station at Enugu. We have received instructions to just fix that radio station. To fix it. And that is exactly what we are going to do. We are working tirelessly hard. Enugu is our capital. We cannot afford to allow Enugu to go without the benefit of radio broadcast coming via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. People rang me to say, "How about Igwocha?" I said, "We are on 88.0. And to Chukwu Abiama be the glory and not to man." chick and one of them have funded it. But Chukwu Abiyama takes the glory, because only him is worthy of praise. And this morning he will accept our prayers. He will accept our adulation. He will accept our adoration of his holiness and his greatness. He will accept our bowed heads, our bended knee. Chukwu Abiyama will accept our offering of praise and thanks, because that is all we can give to him. Silver or gold we do not have, but prayer in abundance, thanksgiving and happiness, gladness in the hope and knowledge that Chukwu Abiyama is God will suffice. And this morning we praise him and we honor him here on Radio Biafra. People celebrate Easter, but Easter is meant to be a period of Passover, the Christian version of Passover. It was the white people that decided to use it to worship pagan gods. Today is when Europeans worship pagan gods. Ask them, they will tell you that is the meaning of Easter. But they said that they will have to use it as a day when they remember the immortality of Yahweh Yeshua. And I say that is fine by me. I have had this very argument with theologians, and they said the reason why we fixed it on this very day is so that we can drive away the instinct to worship idol in a European. So that instead of them to look at idol, they look upon the message of Yahweh Yeshua. They look at his suffering and his pain to keep them away from idol worship, because there is something about them. They are always drawn to idol worship. That was why the resurrection was fixed on a day when Europeans in time gone by used to worship idol. Hey, dear man, what we celebrate in Christendom, my goodness me. My goodness me. There are many things we do not know about. There are many things we ought to know about. And here on Radio Biafra, we make that abundantly clear. We make that possible. We allow our people to embrace the truth. We allow them to embrace the understanding that flows with it. That is why I keep saying all the time, I am far more comfortable with the Old Testament than the New, because they tampered with it. But the Old Testament, they couldn't tamper with it, because the evidence is preserved in the hearts and the minds and the writings of our people in times gone by, as practiced in every synagogue and in every temple, as contained in the book that they refer to as the Torah, the books of Moses. Moshe, of course, but Moses to you. If I say Moshe, you will not understand. I said Yahweh Yeshua. Somebody wanted to call the zoo police on me. He said, what is Yahweh Yeshua? Are you invoking a god? I said, no, I am referring to Jesus Christ by his proper name. Yahweh Yeshua, God saves. God saves. We must continue this very morning. And in so doing, our lines will open in cognizance and recognition of our protocol here, which we must scrupulously observe. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. When we mention family meetings all over the place, all over this very planet in 88 countries and counting, I lead it. For those who do not know, we established IPOB families in over 88 countries of the world and counting, I said, and I lead it. The commander of all her forces, all of them. In the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of heaven, I will now, tomorrow, and always remain a faithful, dedicated, and loyal servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. In truth and honesty. All this while that there is no more doubt and gossip. I don't like it. Of all my, we must do something. The COC must take note. We want doubters, doubting Thomas is actually, I want to see them. Those who don't believe, I want to see them. Those of them who will not follow this very gospel, I want to see them. The front is too quiet. We may become complacent. We need enemies. I function better when I have enemies. There are none at the moment. COC or former Uchemefo, please manufacture for me enemies. I need them. So we can test that what we are doing is working. We must continue to do this very work, and Chukwu Abiama's name we must continue to praise. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we must do the needful. And once again, we must praise Chukwu Abiama. Very, very important indeed. If you have come to us, you must now and always understand this and know that here we do not retreat and we do not surrender. They said Owerri is not working. CHK, you know, Owerri is not working. I need somebody to look into it and come back to me. Is it true that CHK, you know, Owerri is not working? I don't know what is happening to our relay stations. I don't know if I have to do my own and do their work as well. Maybe I should abandon what I'm doing to go and take charge of all the relay stations. I don't like incompetent people. I cannot stand them. That is why I hate the zoo. Incompetency. I don't take it. We have relay stations costing millions upon millions of naira, and I expect people to take care of them. If Owerri is not working this morning, I will not be happy. I know Abba is on. I know Onisha never fails. Always on. And Nioma is not on 24 hours a day. People from Nioma must make sure, entire Delta must make sure that their relay station is functioning 24/7. I know that 88.0 in Igwocha, Port Harcourt is working. And also, I presume only that our stations elsewhere are also working, including Olo. I don't know what is happening with Enugu. Now I am getting a report about Owerri. I am not happy about it. I need these things changed as quickly as possible. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you all. That is why I said, and I keep saying, go and install satellite as well. If this one doesn't work, the other one will work. We are live and we are direct, and this gospel must be preached. Some people don't understand it, but here we preach it. Today, if you're going to church, if you are attending a Yoruba church, if you're going to kneel before a Yoruba pastor this morning, may Chukwu Abiama punish you, your family and generations unborn, because you are the people bringing us ill fortune. You are the people making it possible for Satan to come here. I hope that nobody attending a church pastored by a Yoruba man is listening to this broadcast, because you will be cursed until eternity because you don't know who you are. The same way you abandon the true knowledge of Chukwu Abiama, so will Chukwu Abiama abandon you and your family and generations to come. For he said in Exodus chapter 20 verse 1, I will visit iniquity upon those of them that hate me. How do you hate Chukwu Abiama? By going to a Yoruba church and kneeling before somebody who was not born or ordained to perform the work of heaven. You are a Biafran. A child of heaven, descended from the sun itself. Why should you? How dare you kneel before any other creature, not of your own, to claim you are worshipping heaven? Some of you will receive holy sacraments today. from those who are not circumcised. But Abraham was. Jesus Christ, Yahweh Yeshua, that we remember today, his resurrection that they fixed on the day of the worshipping of idol, was circumcised. But you said you are a Christian. I am Christ-like. But Jesus Christ was circumcised. Then why not you? Why are you not circumcised? Oh, behold, all things have passed away. New things have come. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon, I said. All things have passed away. You are telling me that the word of God has passed away, and the word of man has replaced the word of God. You are dreaming. You are lying and talking nonsense. Christianity means to be Christ-like, to be like Yahweh Yeshua. But you are not circumcised. Then how can you know? How can you ever know? If you are going to Winners Chapel, redeem all this useless Yoruba money spinning, Christ Embassy, all these rubbish houses of Satan, you are worshipping darkness. Blind people. Blind, wretched, poverty-stricken people. You don't know Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. You don't know and can never know. That is why you have no light. That is why you have no running water. That is why you are hopelessly incoherent and inarticulate. That is why you cannot solve the most mundane of day-to-day problems. That is why your brain is not far developed from that of a monkey and a baboon. That is why you wallow in abject poverty, penury, pain, and disgust. Some of you make us sick, I must tell you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. We are live on the air and we are direct. Please. Even my mom is calling me. My goodness me. This is Radio Biafra. Dada, I will come back to you later. Thank you very much. Thank you. We are live and we are I call my mom, Dada, you know, like senior sister. Because when I was growing up, we were living with my cousins and they were calling her Dada, and I joined in, and that's what we call her. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. Here we preach this very gospel. Here we propagate this very mission. Here we restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. Its political manifestation is in the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. The work we are doing here is the work of heaven. Chukwu Abiyama asked us to come, that his will may be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Be you a directorate, a member of the Directorate of State that runs our affairs every day. Be you the COC, the head of the directorate, editorial board member of Radio Biafra, principal officer of state, all of you, including the treasurer at a zonal level. All of you are doing the work of heaven. You are helping to bring into realization or reality, as the case may be, the prayer that Yahweh Yeshua prayed. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That is why our work and mission is divine. Biafra is not of this world. Biafra is a religion because it was ordained by heaven itself. Unless certain conditions are met, Biafra will never come. You must meet strict conditions before Biafra will come. Or when you go to Yoruba church, you want Biafra to come. You are mad and insane. Not when you go and you're cavorting with Hausa Fulani. You think that Biafra will come. You are dreaming. Not when you subsume, when you turn yourself into slaves for Yoruba. You think that Biafra will come. Chuku Abiyama will abandon all of us because of our wicked behavior. That is why every blessed day we remind you of your duty, your obligation as a child of heaven to know that only Chukwu Abiyama is worthy of praise. Everything else is idol worship. Arosikobu. And I will prove it to you this very morning. This is Radio Biafra. When our lines open, you will speak to us and we will graciously accept it. When our lines open, you call Radio Biafra. We will take your call as long as you have called 081-738-13596. I repeat, 081-738-13596. We have the other line as well, which some of you avail yourself of. But also, we have our inquiry line, which is 090-907-76589. 090-907-76589. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama is in heaven watching over what we are doing. Today will not be an exception. Having praised him, we must now proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Today is Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday never existed during the time of Yahweheshua, but they now have it here, courtesy of some people that messed up the word of God by putting down some nonsense in the New Testament. The Passover is what they're celebrating today. The day of redemption that started all the way back in Egypt as the children of the Most High escaped from that very place. It's being remembered, the Passover. The passing over from slavery into freedom. The passing over of eternal damnation into life as represented by the suffering and the pain of Yahweheshua on the cross of Calvary. But the white man took it and changed it. Easter is, I don't know if people understand. What has the redemption got to do with egg? Do you know why they give you Easter egg? I think Asia is the god or goddess of fertility. The goddess of fertility from Egypt. Some of you don't know this. The goddess of fertility. And you know woman's ovary, the woman produces egg. Then you semen fertilizes it to give birth. Renewal. The birth of something new. Because the death of Yahweheshua was the transformation, or can I say, from being mortal to immortality. And how do you represent your own immortality? It's when you give birth. Somebody or to carry on from where you left off. Immortality. So that your name continues. Ahamefula. That's the meaning of it. That is how you preserve. The only way we can remember you is through your name. When you're gone. So you pass it on to your son or your daughter. And they carry that name forward. And they carry your bloodline forward. And that's it. That's the only way you can live forever. Is through your children. Your children's children. And your children's children. That's all. Because they're carrying your blood as well. Isn't it? The same way you're carrying the ones belonging to those gone by Ndembo. To represent that very transformation from mortality into immortality, white people took it and placed it on a day when they used to worship their idol. Arose! Easter. It's an Egyptian goddess of fertility represented by egg. That is why all over England now they are giving themselves egg, chocolate, egg, Easter egg. May you be fertile. That is the meaning of it. But what do Africans know? Blindness, blind people. Now, so who are so? Nimishi or Chichiri? Indeed, Chukwu Abiyama, your people perish due to lack of knowledge. I warned you before that if you listen to Radio Biafra, be prepared for everything. Be prepared to absorb knowledge. Be prepared to absorb revelation. things you never knew before. Anyana he uchihonjo. Once we Chukwa Biama asked us to come to preach this gospel. Once we see it, we let you know. So you can make the right decision. I don't know why they never asked to maintain this very tradition in accordance with biblical or ancient biblical dates. They chose their own. Oh, why don't we use it to replace when we worship idol and then put in a bit of egg here and there? Oh, only one Christian, no? But the same tradition you use when you worship idol is what you brought into Christianity. The same way that when you go to Italy, you see statues of Virgin Mary. I'm a candle. I have seen it. I drove through Italy. Candle. And people stop and offer prayer and do their cross. And I laugh at them. I laugh because they don't know God. For I am the Lord of hosts. People don't understand the meaning of it. The Lord of hosts. They don't know what it means. And you think you can be a hypocrite and God will love you. I asked a very learned rabbi once in Israel, in Tel Aviv. And I said to him, how can you explain the advancement of all these people who don't worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty? He took me back to the Bible. I forgot, I think it's in the book of Daniel. And he said, I gave them those gods. They are not meant for you. You are my children and you come to me. Leave them with what they are worshipping. After all, during the ancient times of Israel, you had people worshipping the Hittites, the Amorites. Everybody had their own god. Things were working for them. Leave it for them. But you see this very house that I brought out of Egypt. You are mine. You will worship me. I am not perfect. Nobody is. Nobody is. But I thank Chukwu Abiyama for giving us the grace, for making it possible for Radio Biafra to exist, for making it possible for IPOB all over the world to exist, because through you, humanity is learning something different. Things that they have always known, but decided to keep a secret. Easter is a day when ancient white people used to worship idol. Did Yahweh not say, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar? Why must you mix something as symbolic as this very grace from heaven upon the lives of men to put it on a day when you worship idol? Amazing, isn't it? But don't spoil it for the children. If you have killed chicken for them, continue cooking your chicken. Give it to them to eat. You know, they are kids. They need to have fun. If they have clothes, new clothes, give it to them. Please, it's not their fault. It's not their fault. We are not killjoys. We only preach the truth. And now we must proceed with the rest of our headlines and accompanying news summary. There is no other place to get the truth. If you come here, we tell you, you may be upset. That we are speaking the truth, but in the end, this truth must prevail. It doesn't matter. The truth prevails here. If you are in front of a Yoruba man now, your life is condemned. As simple as that. Because you don't know who you are. Chukwu Abiyama said you are his own. And you go and kneel before somebody who doesn't know God. Who is only talking about God because he wants to make money. It's like a Wasuniki Fajuna. The only reason why that wretched buffoon came into Biafra was because he wanted to make money. He came from a very poor house. Very, very wretched. Because there are levels of poverty, there are degrees and scales of poverty. His own is the worst. The poverty that accompanies vindictiveness, greed, envy, and jealousy. He thought he can use the name Biafra to make money. And in the process, he recruited Umuhini and Yawusamu. In that very process. And I welcome the challenge because his fall is going to be spectacular. And then you will know how serious we are. The CIA predicted that the zoo will break up after 2015 elections. It took Jonathan to stop it, according to Doyin Okupe. Yoruba have spoken. Once again, cowards that they are. Who told you that the zoo will not break? Because this year we march. This year, this entity of darkness will collapse. We march this year. Chukwu Abiam is in heaven. Everything we need to make that possible must be given to us. And we march. 2015 is not over. We are in April. Today is April the 5th. What are you talking about, Yoruba? You want to go and start drinking oil again? I don't blame them. I blame Ijaw people. For letting. There are some people in Ijaw. I don't know if they are fathered by Yoruba people. There are some left in Ijaw land. I don't know if they are fathered by Yoruba people. Ijaw people must please be very careful. Very, very careful. I don't know the deal that some of you are cutting with Yoruba people. This same Yoruba did not vote for Jonathan. In 2011, they voted for ACN. They have never, ever voted for you. I therefore cannot understand or see the reason why some Ijaw people are saying Yoruba. I can't understand it, honestly speaking. I can't. And we need CHK in Warri as quickly as possible to educate them. I don't know what you see in Yoruba. Did they vote for Jonathan? Did they vote for Jonathan? I ask you. The answer is no. How dare you mention Yoruba? Some of you are married to their women. Some of their sons are married to your daughters. That is none of our business. After all, Samson was besotted by Delilah. After all, King David married from outside the tribes of Israel. It doesn't matter where you married from or where you are married into. What matters is the preservation of the integrity of your belief systems, your culture, and your values. That is what is important. The preservation of what makes you unique. Not because your wife is Yoruba, you then come in and try to water down our ancient ways of life. It won't work. Not because your daughter is married to a Yoruba man. Oh, look, can you see my grandchildren? They are half Yoruba and half Ijaw. How are we going to manage? That is your business. You make up your mind. Ijaw must trade very, very carefully. Very, very carefully. They must understand this. We march as one Biafra or they fall. If you like, go and try and see now what will happen to you. All this romancing and dancing with Yoruba. Oh, Yoruba, it took Jonathan to save Nigeria. And all this. Look at their line of attack. We've been saying this from day one. Look at the way they approach issues, Yoruba. They are very, very conniving. They calculate very well and then they push. They want to soften you up. When a Yoruba man like Doyin Okupe is talking, these are the people that failed Jonathan. They could not win an election. Jonathan went and used Femi Falana as his campaign manager. The same thing that even His Excellency did by appointing Banjo to lead the Western Front. It failed. Look at Nnamdi Azikiwe. By hoping Yoruba, Adisa Akinloye failed Nnamdi Azikiwe. He cross-capitated, left NCNC to go and join Action Group. Banjo abandoned this very quest. Atore. Yoruba man. Look at Jonathan now. Don't look. Look at them. Look at Ironsi. Where was Ironsi captured at Fajuyi's place? Yoruba man. Fajuyi. If you tell me today that Fajuyi did not know that Ironsi was going to be arrested in his house, in fact, I will tell you that you don't know what I'm talking about. He knew about it. The catalog of Yoruba betrayal is there. Yet, people, you don't reason. You don't think and use your brain for 1 second. You don't think and use your brain for 1 second. As I said, if you're a Yoruba girl married to a Biafra friend, you are saved. I'm telling you the truth. That is your savior. Jonathan, stop. Who told you 2015 is finished? They are talking nonsense. Doyin Okupe. They failed Jonathan. They are now beginning to reposition themselves once again to be good to Buhari. After Buhari, they look. These people, they have no. You know that people without honor. Look at Ojuzo Kalu. PDP, PPA, he wants to go back to PDP. God knows if he's running under the Labour Party now. Heaven knows. People don't have honor. There is no honor. I don't know what they understand to be honor. There is no integrity. Nobody can quote you that you are somewhere. If I ask you now, Ifajuna, which party is he supporting? You don't know. Right now, as we speak, he is a contractor
for Muhammadu Buhari,
negotiating, trying to use IPOB as a leverage.
Oh, I can stop them. If you give me what I'm looking for, I can stop IPOB. Don't worry, I have my street boys. I can stop them. That's why I said to my sub-member, some of you will die very soon. Mark my words somewhere. We are about to perish very, very soon. And then you will know how serious we are. Mad, mad people. They are. Real ownership of indigenous oil blocks revealed. And you will think that Biafrans are in it. But you are dreaming in your dreams. Somebody is in Ijoland asking for oil pipeline contract. I mean, some things that come, the things that come out of people's mouth, is it has turned, I am baffled, honestly speaking. Your children are not going to school. You have no drinking water. You don't have electricity. There is no employment for one oil job in an oil company. There are over 10,000 people looking for it. You are not talking about infrastructural development for your people. You are not talking about electricity to come to everybody. You're not talking about drinking water, good housing, good roads. Every opportunity that you crave for to be available to other people, you are talking about your pocket. Can I get oil contract to protect the pipeline? Who owns the oil? Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba. You are asking to protect the pipeline. Carrying oil from your father's compound to Yoruba man's factory. Oh my God. Stupidity and foolishness. Mad people. Go back and study if you don't know what you're doing. Go back and study, I said. And understand if you don't know the history of Izom people, Ijo, go back and study it very well. Some people are so ignorant, they are not worth educating. This stupid dance between Ijo and Yoruba. What nonsense is that? Did they vote for Jonathan? Did Southeast not vote for Jonathan before 2011 and also now? En masse and block. Buhari did not get up to 6% of the votes. Nowhere. Even those that went out to vote, Buhari did not get up to 6% of the vote. And you're talking nonsense about Yoruba that did not vote for you. People talk so much rubbish. I doubt if it's actually Ijo people saying all these things. Maybe it's Yoruba concocting stories. Honestly speaking. Real ownership of indigenous oil blocks revealed. Whatever that means. Whatever that means. We continue. The zoo needs 1.9 trillion naira for NHIS coverage. I think it's the universal health care coverage. Do you share Abekwa Hozo? Abekwa Hozo, they have come again. 1.9 trillion. To have universal health, you have hospitals, isn't it? Now, can I ask you, is it like loot where you're going to? 70% of everything that goes into loot comes out as corpse. If you go in as being alive, you come out dead. Where are the hospitals that will run this universal scheme? Oh, is it with generator? You want to run the hospital on generator? So how about if somebody's on a life support machine and they take the light? Do you know what is this light? No, of course, some of you haven't seen what is a life support machine. But in case you cannot breathe after a motor accident or after very serious trauma or after a very serious illness or the part of your brain that controls the activity of your lungs, because even when you're sleeping, you're breathing. The part of your brain that controls your taking in oxygen and bringing out carbon dioxide, when that shuts down, you need a machine to pump it for you, to help you to breathe, or to breathe for you. It's called life support machine. All over the world, is everywhere. Only in Black Africa can't you see it. Have you seen a life support machine before? The answer is no. Now, if you have a life support machine and the NEPA takes the light, it defeats the whole purpose of the machine. Because there will be no current, it can no longer support life. The person will die. Are you going to run universal health care scheme based on generator, petrol and diesel? So, and when tanker people are on strike because they got the subsidy men say they should go on strike, there will be no diesel to run the generator. And people die every day. Where are you going to have universal health care scheme? Is it in Igbo land where they sell coffin about yours on Express Road? left, right, right, everywhere. Do you know that from Owerri to Nentu in Asa? Do you know there are up to 9 mortuaries? They make coffin in 6 places. From Owerri to Nentu, 9 mortuaries, there is no hospital in sight. Now, can you think to yourself, what type of people are these? Are they celebrating death or cherishing life? Along a motorway, they know the roads are bad. People are bound to have accidents. Some of them drink even before they get under the steering. They can't even drive anyway, most of them. So the best way to support people who are driving is by putting coffin on the road in a glass showcase in the middle of the road. How about the ocean? Sometimes they bring it to the central reservation of the motorway. Coffin. How about the ocean? To tell you about the wickedness of these people. That these people are children of darkness instead of light. From light they went into the deepest, darkest recesses of evil. That is how their mind is. After all, they have Ifajuna Wazurike. What do you expect? No honor and no dignity. What does that tell you? Of course, you go to Yoruba churches. What do you expect? They want to have health coverage. Look at them. They want to steal money from people again and run away. Mad people. Mad. Yoruba man is now waiting. He'll be calling from his Lagos office or Ibadan. Abiodu, that money for health, is it complete? They say, no, guys, the remaining 1 trillion, we have collected 900 billion. He's waiting. Waiting. Any day, Abiodu tells him, Baba, the money is complete, is now 1.9 trillion naira. Obema Buriyo, suppose. He will take it, take the money. You take him to court, EFCC. He'll give EFCC man 1 billion, give the judge 2 billion, and the case will be adjourned. He will be given bail. Ocharunu Waka Sende Aramuna Weba. Go and do her scheme now. Mad people. Insane people. Post-election violence rages in Rivers. Obama said the election was free and fair. No violence. Everything went smoothly well. Everything was fine. Madness indeed. If a Biafran man stays in power, there will be war. If an Awasa man stays in power, there will be peace. Isn't that funny? Oh, God in heaven. Brazen thuggery, violence and rigging everywhere. But America said it went smoothly well. This is from Boyega Alaka. So, you people did not see this when Radio BFA was reporting it. It's only now you're saying it. Cowards to the core. Because of the terrorist-elect. Some of you call him president-elect. I call him the terrorist-elect. The only country in the world to elect a terrorist. My God, I hate Nigerians with a passion. You people are lower than vomit. You have no brains, all of you, calling yourselves Nigerians. Have no brain. I challenge you. Don't call Radio Biafra and run away. If you call Radio Biafra after saying all the rubbish you have to say, you stay on the line. So we debate. But they won't go join the ever. They speak and they run away. I said, the only Yoruba man I think I may even, that may be worthy is Soyinka. Even him cannot last 5 minutes. He will be deconstructed within 5 minutes. That is why I seldom have regard for majority of black people, because some of you are intelligent. There are just very few. Very, very few of you are. The rest doesn't make any sense. That is why they are black. That is why they are monkeys and baboons. And here we don't spare them. I hate animals. No, I don't. I like whiskey. We used to have, I think it was Bingo, Whiskey. I think we've always named our dogs either Bingo or Whiskey. Because when I was very small, the dogs we had then were either Bingo or Whiskey. So, all through, we've always named them Bingo or Whiskey. Our cats then, those days, had no name. So, I don't know. I can't remember what we called our cat.
with bingo and whiskey is better than some black people, honestly speaking. Our stupidity is phenomenal. Anadi Belibe, Kendi Sioji, oh my God in heaven. We continue. Brazen thuggery, violence and rigging every blessed place you go to, everywhere you go to. Islam's worst enemy is Boko Haram, and they will be defeated, according to Niger's president. But has he read the Quran? Niger president, have you read the Quran? It is Niger because it is French. If it is English, it is called Niger. Niger, Niger. Black people, you make me sick. Now, what is the Portuguese for Niger or maybe it's Niger because they are Latin. Niger. This OG. Hey, my God in heaven. Stupidity upon stupidity. Layer of ignorance upon layer of ignorance upon. Then they cast it in cement. Of stupidity. Underneath is ignorance upon ignorance, stupidity and self-delusion. Rivers to raise pro-panel on police killings. Police are killing them in rivers. Everywhere is burning. I told them, do not march. If you march, you'll be crushed. Some are asking for a pipeline contract. What an utter garbage. I want to protect pipeline. What people say with their mouth. Those that say they went to school. Oh, God. For you and your family, you want oil pipeline contract. How about children, other people's children, what happens to them? Black people, I ask you, do you think about the suffering of other people's children, or you think about only your own? Do you ever think about what other people's children will eat? Because you are black, you are very wicked. That is why this entire black continent is very poor. You people are steeped in evil. Wickedness. Have you ever, when you are driving, you see a child, a little girl, 11 years old, 12 years old, carrying oroma, oranges to go and sell. Do you ever think to yourself and say, oh, but that could have been, you know, Ngozi, my daughter. Do you ever think that way at all? And say, will I like Ngozi, my daughter? Because maybe you are living in Wiltshire in England and you came back home. Or you are living in Palm Beach, Florida. And you brought your ice cream eating daughters home. So you are driving about to show them how the monkeys and the baboons live. And you see a child struggling under the sun carrying oranges to sell. Do you ever think for 1 second, how would I feel if that child there trying to sell oranges to me, is this my daughter here that is eating ice cream? A black person never thinks that way. That is why we are wicked. That is why we are very poor. But thankfully, on IPOB, we remember. Hence, on Rube, one Nabal also. We want it to be well and good with everybody. I don't want you to respect me because I'm richer than you. I want you to be richer than me. I want you to respect me because of the content of my character and my intellect. That's all. Not because I have Jeep and you don't. That is rubbish. Not because I live in a good house and you don't. No. I believe that respect should be earned. You earn it by what you are capable of doing for the advancement of those who are not as privileged as you are. That's what makes you a human being. Or else, you're just an animal. That harlot has spoken again. Obi Ezekwesili. I would have thought that at least if you're going into prostitution, you will do so if you look good. I never knew that even if you're ugly, prostitution will also favor you. Obi Ezekwesili is an example, a very ugly woman at that. What Hausa men and Yoruba men find in her, I do not know. But she has spoken. The great Igbo harlot has spoken. Her name is Obi Ezekwesili, the servant and slave of Hausa Fulani. She is saying that Jonathan is not a hero. Only her, but Buhari is. That is why it's not good for your daughters to be prostitutes. That is, they will turn into Obi Ezekwesili. We will deliver East West Road on schedule according to Setrako. I am fed up of this news. Jonathan did not think that is true. Please, this East West Road is making me sick. I can't stand it anymore. Abuja highway robbers are made up of desperate youths. Did they have jobs? No. Every politician is a thief. Children see you rigging election. They see you going to murder people for you to rig votes to become a politician, to start controlling budgets and then making money and sending your kids abroad. And they don't have the same opportunity as you have. What is the difference between armed robbery on the highway and a police inspector on the highway with gun asking you to clear very well, pointing gun at you, if you move, I shoot you until you give me 500 naira? Any difference? That says no. I don't know why people get so fluttered about robbers. I see an armed robber as an ordinary Nigerian doing his or her job. All of you are thieves. Unuwundoshi. Everybody is a rogue. So what stops an armed robber from raising their game a little bit? The policeman is a thief. Buhari is a thief. Everybody, the terrorist team, everybody is a rogue. Up to and including Boko Haram. So at least an armed robber is being honest. He's telling you, I'm coming to rob you. Not those coming to convert you to Sharia and coming through the back door. At least they're dishonest. I respect armed robbers. They are being honest. They say, I am coming to rob and to kill and to shoot if you don't give me what I want. A politician will come. Vote for change. We are going to change everything. We will change. We will make this country better. We move it forward. Come with me. Transformational agenda, Jonathan. How much do you have abroad? How much do you have abroad? I only have about 5 billion. But Dangote has almost 30 billion. So you don't know, as the monkey you are, that if you use part of the 5 billion you stole to maybe get the 4 refineries in the zoo working, that those people who are going to graduate and take up arms to be stealing on the road, they'll be going to work 7 in the morning. Your brain doesn't tell you that, I'm just only speculating. So you don't know if you use only, say, 50 million of that and build a world-renowned industry, say, a polyplastic somewhere that you will employ people and people will build beautiful houses a lot cheaper. You don't know that? And it will give them joy so that somebody who graduated can get married and be able to afford to build a house by making the cost of building materials down. What do you claim you have brain, you don't use it? All of you with your billions abroad, including Babangida, including Abdul Salami, all of you thieves calling yourselves rulers of the zoo, mad people of Obasanjo, Tinubu. If you bring back the money you have stolen, you can eradicate unemployment. Then there will be no need for armed robbers. Very sick. And they are in this. Anyway, black people. Chukwuebama said I should preach, so I will do so. Niger Delta groups meet over oil blocks. That is the thing about, I don't know why they keep writing this news. The question we are going to ask today is, are you fighting for freedom or are you fighting for oil? Please explain to us. What is it you're fighting for? Oil or freedom? Because I'm tired of all this nonsense. Oil contract. Oil block. What garbage is that? Our greatest mistake, according to Jonathan's campaign team, was to appoint Fanny Kayode. Did I not tell you that on Radio Biafra? How many weeks ago did I tell you that here? I told you that on Radio Biafra. Is a very big, massive, in terms of strategy, he knows nothing. There are only 4 things you could have done to Buhari. He wouldn't even win in Katsina. Do you know that the campaign manager for Obama was working for Buhari? Obama's campaign manager was working as a consultant to Buhari. Obama sent him. And they held Jonathan and destroyed him from within. Jonathan did not mount any counter-offensive because he appointed a Yoruba. You know, they don't listen. It's only when they lose, they begin to listen. Jonathan, you're a Biafran. As you are in office, you surround yourself with Biafra all the way through. There's, but he's favoring his own people. You tell them to go to hell. The terrorist is there now. Buhari. Is he going to appoint an Igbo man as his national security advisor? The answer is to be an Hausa man. What does that tell you? You know, you want to be people to love you. They will never love you. You are a Biafran. Nobody will ever love you. Only God in heaven will love you. Chukwu Abiama. It's like Israel. If you're, I say to Israelis, if you're looking for people to here on earth to love you, you are dreaming. They won't, because they are envious and jealous. That even Joseph in the Bible, didn't the brothers sell him because the father loved him so much? Anybody, even in your family, your father's favorite, don't you have a twinge of envy and jealousy? Why must it be him all the time, daddy's favorite son or daughter? It's the same thing with life. Chukwu Abiama loves Biafran people, and people are bound to hate you. It's normal. Not because you've done anything wrong, because the Father in heaven loves you. Iranian troops, as we speak, are now advancing towards Israeli border. According to intelligence reports, Iranian troops are coming. That was exactly what Obama's mission is, to eradicate Israel from the face of the earth. But Israelis realized very late. Not go late now. Obama is an arch-Islamist. His mission is to neutralize Israel and to help Hamas. Some of you don't know that, do you? Now you know. That is why you must listen to Radio Biafra. And Chukwu Abiama in heaven won't let him. We'll continue the news in greater detail. I will go to the issue of Easter later. The festival of ignorance. People dancing and jubilating. Anyway, I don't want to spoil it for the children. They may be listening. Please go out and eat your chicken and your rice, please. And go to fast food joint with your parents if they can afford it, please. I don't want to ruin this day for any of them. Let them go and have fun before they say that they heard the voice of Director Radio saying there's something wrong with Easter. I don't want that to happen. Please go and have fun for little children. We continue. The media aid to the former, or soon to be former president of the zoo, President Jonathan, though you know his media person is Yoruba, his campaign manager Yoruba. I don't know what's wrong with you people. Oh, do they use Babalawo against you? Do you people not reason? When Obasanjo was there, was his campaign manager Igbo, or his media advisor, was he Igbo? I can't understand you people. I don't know where you're coming from. Some of the things you do are astonishing. I'm telling you. Don't you know Kupe is a Yoruba man? He said he never said anyone should call him a bastard if the APC won the election, and also said he took the humanness of President Jonathan to stop CIA's prediction that the zoo will break up after the 2015 elections. What he posted on his... That's nonsense. Jonathan stopped the will of God. Jonathan, to me, is not a hero. Jonathan, to me, stopped the will of Chukwu Abiama. He cannot stop it, but he only revealed himself as being incapable. Jonathan should have stayed in power, and nothing would have happened. Nothing. Just mention. If you go to... All Jonathan needed to do was to stand up and say that the tension now rising up in this country is the same tension that led to Biafra's declaration. If it continues, people will then agitate for Biafra. Everybody will run away from you. Oh, yeah, see, they will tell you to continue for the next 90 years, if you want. Because all they wanted was oil. They know that South, South, South East together, that axis is blocked. And they run away. But he couldn't do something so simple. Because a Yoruba man as your chief strategist cannot allow you to say that, can he? Jonathan is a joke. Yoruba have spoken. Jonathan stopped the breakup of the zoo. Who told them that? Because this year we march. The zoo must break this year. We don't care who you are. If you come after IPOB, we know where your children are. We go after them. Wherever they are in the world, including Dubai, we know where all your children are. We will also go and kill them. It's so easy. I don't know why people are stressing themselves so much. You kill us, we kill you. If any governor is strong, we are having our meetings today. Go and kill any IPOB member. Then you know how serious we are. You will then tell you about the meaning of Onurube Wanabal also. You don't understand what it means. We teach you. We are not coming to kill you, to do anything to you. We are asking you to please leave us alone to pursue our freedom. That's all. I want to be free. Is it a problem? Did America not become free from Britain? When Americans, some of the ambassadors, the ones that come to the zoo, support Nigeria, I look at them and I see it has double standards, and that's very, very moral inconsistency. Americans, if you love servitude so much, why is it that England is still not ruling you till tomorrow? Why did George Washington go to war with English for America to become independent? Did they not go to war? So I say, oh, war is not good. They will not love you. But America and Britain, they are 5 and 6 today. Why did they not go to war? Did Americans not kill British people? Is Israel and Britain not in good terms today? Did Israelis not kill? Did Egon not kill? Blow the British away from the Palestine? People should go and read history before you comment on Radio Biafra. If you are not educated, you are in serious trouble here. You are in one big mess because we will deconstruct you piece by piece. America, 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 USA, I won USA visa lottery. America fought Britain to be free. Now, I find it very hard to believe that an American will support servitude and slavery for other people. I find it morally repugnant that a whole USA will sit down there and people are being enslaved and they do nothing about it. If somebody were to come and to enslave American people, will you like it? The answer is no. You won't like it. So why therefore are you, why therefore are you supporting the enslavement of Biafran people? Ofuama is writing from Australia. He's saying, Director, you're speaking big grammar. Many didn't understand what you just explained about Easter eggs. Oh, my goodness me. Ofuama, I will go back to Easter eggs in a minute. I will explain that. Let's dispense with the news. Oh, God, my dear sister Obi, thank you very much for that. Of course, the goddess of fertility is not Isha, as they said. It is Ostara, is the original name, but of course, the English, they will change everything. They change it to Easter. That is the goddess, Egyptian goddess of rebirth, the goddess of fertility. They do it in spring when people go to plant, you know, when you plant the shoots of plants, renewal. A time of, because the death of Yahweh-Heshua is a time of renewal for mankind. So, this is a time of, that's what they celebrated in April. A time of renewal, spring, you know, when plants are beginning to shoot out. And it has deep natural symbolism to it. It's an Egyptian goddess. Rebirth has to do with fertility. A woman who doesn't produce eggs, you cannot have a child. You cannot be fertile. A former place, that's the meaning of garden egg. Because people don't know that women also have eggs in their womb, in their body. Without those eggs, you would not have been born. The same way, okoko, chicken, women carry their own inside their body. Upon fertilization, they give birth. That egg that represents fertility, because without egg in a woman's body, you cannot be pregnant. That egg representing fertility is why they give Easter egg. Now, go to England now and see them. Everybody's eating Easter egg. It is the Egyptian goddess of fertility. That's who you're celebrating. You say, Jesus has risen. But here is an egg from Easter. Or Easter. Eat it. Arose, karose kobo. But of course, as I said, I don't want to spoil today for children. They love chocolates now, please. Don't spoil it for them. Don't spoil it for the kids, please. I beg you. That is why I didn't want to dwell on it too much. They let them enjoy, because most of them listen. I remember my little niece going to school and telling the teacher, I will not vote, because they all listen to Radio Biafra. And the teacher flogged her. for saying that she will not vote. Instead of the teacher to say, tell me more, why do you say we shouldn't vote? So that others can learn, as the white people would do. Why to say, oh, this child, you're very brilliant. Of course, she's very bright. This child, you're very brilliant. Tell us about it. Why don't you want to vote? Said, come here, kneel down. I will bring out your hand. I'm going to flog you. Baboons and monkeys. In Biafra land, there will be no caning in schools. You don't flog children in school. In Biafra land, there will be no flogging in schools. You sit down with a child. Of course, you can detain a child. You can punish them. You can do things to them. But when a child speaks in quest for knowledge and you flog that child, that will not be tolerated in Biafra land. We want our children to learn. Do you think if we are flogging kids all over the place, you will have Xbox? Or you will have all these games you have on mobile phones, smart and very nice, you used to do WhatsApp. Because children are curious. They want to find meaning to many things. You allow them, you encourage them. That one is overstated. That is not knowledge. You are seeking to thief, to steal. Some of you were very bad when you were small. Who caused the pot of soup to go sour? Some of you, I can see some of you, some are in China. Some of you put dipped hands inside the pot of soup in your mother's kitchen, and in the morning the soup will go sour. They'll be asking who did it. You say it's not you. Some of you, when I see you, I know. Thank heavens I never did that. Thank heavens I never did. We continue. This is Radio BF. That is how you know them. Many, many people everywhere don't understand what we are talking about. You flog a child because a child is asking, is expressing a count. Instead of you to encourage that child to find out why, that could be a future lawyer, you don't know. That could be a future advocate, you don't know. Now, next time the child will be afraid of expressing the opinion. That is why African children abroad are seen as timid. They put them in a separate class and say, oh, they're not doing very well. They tell the people, oh, they're not doing well. Can't you see? They're very timid. Put them in another class. Maybe their brain is not. Useless African parents. Useless to the core. A child asks a question and you flog the child. Instead of you to explain to the child, this is... Now, the child will be afraid to ask questions. When the child grows up to university level, when the lecturer says, my dear girl, go and pay for hotel. I want to sleep with you before I pass you. She will say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because you did not encourage this child to speak out when she was young. You don't understand? Your child is now a graduate. Before she's a graduate, she's a full-blown harlot. But you caused it without knowing it. Cause and consequences, for goodness sake. Ability to reason is why we are different. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We preach the gospel here. Some may not understand it, but we do. Here on Radio Biafra, we do. As simple as that. As simple as that. That is when, if meat is available, mad people, they're everywhere. Some of them infiltrated IPOB and we drove them away. Now they are languishing in the wilderness, begging and selling everything. I have told them, I've gotten a report that they sold my car to finance their marriage. People sold my car to, they want to get married and they sold my car at Enugu to go and get married with the proceeds of my car. God. They better go and get it back. I tell them this. They better go and get my car back from where it is because we'll come for it very soon. Very, very soon. The real ownership of oil blocks will continue. Contrary to claim by the chairman of the Senate Committee on Business and Rules, Senator Ita Enang, last week that 83% of oil blocks in the zoo are owned by Northerners. Investigation by this day, everybody wants to be close to Buhari, the terrorist. I want to be friendly with the terrorist. Before he will send Boko Haram with a suicidal bomber to come and blow me up. A newspaper called This Day said they have revealed that 88% of the oil blocks are owned by multinational oil companies. That means Britain and America. Britain, and the part that Hausa doesn't own, Britain and America takes it over. Now, Ijaw people are asking for oil pipeline protection security work. They say I'm harsh, isn't it? Am I harsh? Multinational companies are taking your oil. Yoruba is feeding on your oil, developing billionaires, and you're asking for oil pipeline contract. Are you not an idiot? Complete animal cable. Ndara. You're asking for oil. I want South, South, and Southeast to be together. Doesn't mean we will not speak the truth here. Doesn't mean that at all. It's okay. We speak the truth here. If you don't like it, you go to hell. We speak the truth here on this very platform. As simple as that. They said it belongs to America and to Britain, the remainder of the oil. That is why they removed Jonathan. They want their oil to be renewed. Obama is a very clever Islamist. Very clever chap he is. We need 1.9 trillion for NHIS cover. If you put that money together, one day you hear it's missing. Hey, Obama and Mr. Labode has stolen the money. We to Abiodun. And then they will go to court, presided over by Justice Adeyinka Alade. And then the case is dismissed. 1.9 trillion gone. Welcome to the zoo. They are now beginning to put the money together. Once again, mad people. Here. The zoo needs 1.92 trillion to achieve universal health coverage. The executive secretary of the National Health Insurance Scheme, Femi, I told you, Yoruba. I am telling you, I have not read this news before. Femi Thomas has stated, put this money together, Femi Briagbalagozubozubo. You think these are rogues? Everybody devises a scheme to steal money. For you to have national health insurance, you need good hospitals with equipments in it. Isn't it? Where are the hospitals? If you want somebody at Umueka Junction, at Oba, in, I think it's Salangwa. Or maybe north or south, I don't know. To be part of, a national health insurance scheme. But the nearest hospital they have is a mortuary. Medical Services Limited. You want somebody at Umueka to contribute money to a Yoruba man's run scheme for health insurance, yes? Where is the hospital that will go to? Oh, they should come to Lut, Lagos, yes? From Umueka. Now, if they have an emergency, please go to the nearest hospital to you. But the nearest hospital to Umueka Junction is four mortuaries. And all of them answer medical services. Even if you're breathing after a motor accident, they suffocate you because they want to sell their apparatus. That is how wicked some Igbo people are. If you have an accident now and they take you into a mortuary, they will suffocate you there because they want to sell their coffin. If you like, go to a boy over the road and have an accident. I say, well, just pretend you're dying. Yes, that's what we're going to do, you know. We are going to set the trap for them. We are going to pretend, we'll go and take blood and pour on somebody and pretend that they had a ghastly motor accident. Please help us. Help us. Help us. You see what they will do? They will take you into the cold room. They will try to suffocate you so they can buy a coffin from them. In Igbo land, everybody's looking for money. Mad people. We continue. If you give Femi Thomas 1.9 trillion, Yoruba will steal it. But they are pushing it. You know, they are now going to use all their media, Yoruba media, to convince those of you. Even in your churches, they will give some money to the Yoruba pastor to say, Jesus said you should go and be part of the National Health Insurance Scheme. And all of you will go out and be part of it. Esunegun, Ripo, mad people. In your next life, you're not going to Yoruba church. He said the money will be difficult to raise as the nation currently spends about 2.4 trillion, which he categorized as out of pocket on planned spending. The NHIS boss stated this in Abuja during a meeting with commissioners of health and permanent secretaries of the state minister of health. Everybody's on it. It's a big scam, a big game. Lekwanande, you don't have light. You want to run an insurance scheme that is health free for everybody. Look at. I don't know these people. They think everybody, anyway, their problem is Radio Biafra. We keep exposing. As you keep lying, we keep exposing you. Be rest assured, all of you. Ask if Arjuna, he's on the run right now.
Ifeajuna with his federal government plate number. My sub-members are driving Keke Napep. Their chairman is traveling with federal government of Nigeria. Oh, freedom fighter, you know, freedom fighter for Biafra. But with the federal government of Nigeria plate number. Welcome to Igbo man's freedom fighting. That is why I say I am not Igbo. I am a Biafran. Igbo is my language. For your information. We continue. No fewer than 11 persons, including a former local government area chairman and 6 members of his family, have been killed by unidentified gunmen who invaded Obrikom and Obo communities in River State as post-election violence rages in the state. My goodness me. It was gathered that the former chairman of Ogbaigbe Mandoni local government area of the state, simply identified as Christopher, and 6 members of his family were on Friday night murdered, killed, slaughtered by unknown persons when armed bandits invaded Obrikom Obo communities in the local government. People are so hungry. There were some people I saw yesterday. Maybe, I don't know if they are my sub members. They were smoking Indian hemp on the road. We goof. If you look at them, you know that hunger have actually ravaged these people. You will see hunger written all over them. For 5,000 naira, they can kill anybody you want them to kill. 5,000 naira. Less than 20 pounds. You can have somebody eliminated if you want. A family of 7, 8 actually, dead in one night. Why? Because they are doing election and campaigning. Then the question is, why is it that when Europeans do election or other parts of the world, there is not this level of violence? Because they are not black monkeys from Africa. These are monkeys. I told you that before. The only election means that people come out and debate and argue. I have a better way of doing things. You're claiming you can do it better than I can. Let's go and ask people amongst the two of us who are going to choose to do the work for them. That's all. And then people will say, having considered what you have said before and what you have done before, I'm going to vote for you or not vote for you. Because of that, instead of me to debate and convince the people, I'm thinking of how can I bribe Jega? How much will Jega take? In fact, if that doesn't work, how am I going to kill this man now or woman standing next to me? Because I want to go. The reason why you're thinking this is because you're a black person from Africa. Always satanic. Ekwensu, satanic. The way you people reason. Brazen Togre violence and rigging everywhere. It might have been a cartoon, but it tells a whole story about the futility of electoral violence, the wickedness of the perpetrators, and the foolishness of those who willingly make themselves fool tools in the hands of the politicians. As I say about my sub members who make themselves tools at the hands of Ifeajuna, who was weak. Foolishness, that is what this writer is talking about. Violence and Togre everywhere. Why is that the case in Africa? Because Africans are baboons and monkeys. They cannot reason properly. Election is the time for deep intellectualization, deep thinking. Who will bring me electricity out of these four people? Who can I trust to make sure that there is running water? Who do I trust to make? I'm a teacher. I've not been paid since August of last year. Who among these people will actually pay me when they get into office? That is the meaning of election. Not who will kill who. Please. Islam's worst enemy, Boko Haram, will be defeated, according to Niger president. But Niger president is a Muslim himself. And he himself also is a believer in Quran. And Quran says you must kill infidels. Infidels means Christians, and that means Biafran people. That's the meaning of it. Rivers to raise a probe panel to look into the election killings. Rivers State Governor Mr. Rotimi Amaechi has said that he will set up a judicial commission of inquiry into the deaths of the indigents of the state killed before, during, and after the March elections in the state. Amaechi, you brought the death to Rivers State. Didn't he tell you that? When you brought in Boko Haram, didn't you know you are bringing death to Rivers? Did you not know? CHK was not in Rivers State. Maybe that is why you succeeded. But wherever you had CHK, they are down as in Imo State. Oh, where is talking? Okorocha Okorawosa Malam cannot do anything about it. Nothing. They have failed. And they will continue to fail. Anytime, any day, you people will fail. Somebody's asking me, what has rabbit to do with Easter? Because the rabbit gives birth anyhow. Rabbit! Okay, okay. Can't you? It gives birth anyhow. It is very, very fertile. Fertility. When somebody gives you Easter egg, they are basically blessing your womb or the womb of your wife to keep on having children. That's the meaning of Easter. For your information, thank you very much for that, for reminding me. And rabbit is, the bunny rabbit is the best way to represent that visually. Even Playboy in America, they use rabbit as their logo. Children are listening, I don't want to go into too much detail as to what rabbit signifies, please. But they also give you rabbit today. Rabbit is prolific. It produces many, many offspring. That is why. It's very fertile. So they give it to you. Jonathan is not a hero according to the harlot of our time, or B.S. Equesley. The leader of the Bring Back Our Wasa Girls group and former Minister of Education, who was appointed by Babangida because she was sleeping with Babangida, the husband left her to go out to prostitute herself into ministerial position. Or B.S. Equesley. I am saying it live on radio because it's true. Am I lying? Did your husband not send you out to go and sleep with Awosa men so they can appoint you a minister? Or be Ezekwesili, I'm talking about. I told them to keep their mouth shut. We know all about you. If you come out to speak anyhow, then or be, did your husband not send you out to go and sleep with Awosa men to become a minister? Yes or no? She is the leader of the Bring Back the Awosa Girls that never existed. Her name is Obiageli Ezekwesili. These are the people that give Igbo women a very bad name. The woman is a high-class, high-profile prostitute who made it to become a minister. And she has been serving Awosa ever since. And we will continue to serve Awosa all the days of her life. Because that's what they do to them. Once they get hold of you, they convert you. You can never ever come back to your senses again. People should disregard what this prostitute has to say. Irrelevant. I can tell you that. She's an Awosa slave. From one Awosa man to the other. From one Awosa man, they pass her along. Now she's old and decrepit. They abandoned her. She's serving them by looking for missing Awosa girls. Mad, mad woman she is. Mad woman. It's been reported by this same woman who says that Jonathan does not deserve the hero title for accepting defeat in the just concluded presidential poll. She was referring to Daily Post reports that Jonathan saved the zoo from disaster. You know, they said, this morning I was thinking when I was reflecting before this very broadcast that they said that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and those who are violent take it by force. Buhari did not appeal to any of you. Buhari just told you, if I don't win, I will kill all of you. And you allowed him to win. Therefore, Biafra will follow the same mantra. If there is no Biafra, we all die here. That's the only way Biafra can come. Not by being, look at Jonathan being peaceful. What came out of it? Defeat. So please never call me to advise me to be diplomatic in our approach. I said, everything that comes here will die with us here. Very simple. We continue. Abuja Highway of Robbers. Hawking on the highways has become a menace in Abuja as able-bodied youths dash from one end of the highway to the other, hawking sundry articles, all of them from Ebonyi. Young men from Ebonyi selling cold drinks on the highways of Abuja in searing heat. From there,
Most of them will graduate into armed robbery, or some will join Owazirike as thugs, as contracting thugs for the Zoological Republic. We have work to do. I tell you that. Our boys are in Abuja selling water on the road, cold, pure water on the road. Some community and militant groups in Niger Delta have warned that they will not accept the exclusion of the Niger Delta people in the allocation of oil blocks in Nigeria. You are begging for something that be... This is why some people get mad at them. Oil is in your father's compound and you're begging. Why are you begging? Because you joined Hausa Fulani in the past against Biafra. Some of you did. Now you can see the consequences. You can't even open your mouth to say, this oil from my father's compound is not going anywhere. You are begging. Oh, please, can you give me, this is my father's compound. Can you give me, as you're taking 40 trillion barrels, can I please give me 1 teaspoon of oil, please? Let me sell and be like somebody reasonable. I don't know what is wrong with our people. I don't know. They're begging to be given a part of the oil from their own land. Our greatest mistake was to appoint Fanny Kayode, the Yoruba man, as campaign manager for Jonathan, says Ben Onyechere. Now you're waking up. I told you this from day one. A man who gossips. A man that gossips. A man that slept with a woman and is going about on national radio and newspaper and talking about it. Chineke kweli hojo. This idiot, Fanny Kayode. How can a man who calls himself a gentleman go on national radio or newspaper to say, I had an affair or a relationship with a woman? What sort of human being does that? But this Yoruba boy did. Yet Jonathan appointed him campaign manager. Who recommended this idiot to Jonathan? Yoruba people that Jonathan surrounded himself with, like Doyin Okupe. And they have shared the money from Jonathan. Jonathan have lost and he has said, let us embrace the new president. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. Mad, mad, insane people. PDP have said, we regret appointing Fanny Kayode as Jonathan campaign manager. Ben Onyechere spoke on well of Mr. Kayode during a live program on Channels TV. The presenter put Mr. Ben Onyechere, a member of PDP, on phone in discussing what next for PDP. During the interview, the presenter asked Mr. Onyechere if PDP will be able to be a strong opposition party against APC government after May 29, as President Jonathan have now accepted defeat. In response to the question, he said it was the party's mistakes that caused them the loss. He went on to say that someone like Fanny Kayode shouldn't have been appointed as the chairman of the President Jonathan's media and publicity campaign team. Now you know. But we told you from day one, but you wouldn't listen. Everything we say on Radio Biafra comes to pass, and when it does, all we say is Lepanya Rasiam. I told you so. As simple as that. Iranian troops are advancing as we understand it. The world is coming to an end as we know it. Obama has done his work for Iran. Obama has done his work. Iran is close to putting its positive forces on Israel's northeast border for the first time as its allies crush rebel groups in the Golan Heights area of Syria. The prospect of Iranian troops being posted on a frontier that has been calm for decades is causing storm in Israel and comes as the international negotiations over Iran's nuclear ambitions near a climax. Iran will be so close to the Israelis that it will no longer need long-range missile to hit them, said Abu Ali, a fighter with Lebanon's Iranian-backed Hezbollah organization who has served multiple combat tours in Syria. That is the work of Obama. In fact, I now believe that Obama came or was inspired by devil to try and destroy Israel. I believe that. And crush light wherever he sees it. That is why Islam is getting upper hand, and that is why America's status is diminishing every blessed day. Under his watch, did Russia march into Ukraine, and of course, the natives over there begin to rebel.
a very weak, an Islamic president of America. Islam is taking over everywhere. My goodness me. That concludes our presentation this very morning. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And now our lines will be open. I don't know if the barrister can reach me this very morning because the line through which he gets hold of me is not readily available. Our lines are now open. If you call us, we will take your call. Once again, the number to call remains 081-738-13596. We are live, we are direct, and for goodness sake, this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. If you call us, we will undoubtedly take your call. We will take your call. Please, please, please do try and bear with us. Our lines are now open. Our lines are now open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Is our lines working at all or not? It is quite unusual. I can't see it. It is now. It is now working, of course. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
Chike Zee, Madibuko, calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. I will first of all, please, may true God's of our land protect you.
He said,
defend you and they guide you throughout your endeavor to actualize the sovereign state of Biafra.
You say?
In fact, I am finished, Director. What I mean by that is this. I am not a university graduate, but I'm almost now graduating.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you have finished me. And you have finished the world. I have a lot to say. But let me start from this. Obama developed an enmity with Goodluck Jonathan when he offered Goodluck Jonathan to legalize homosexualism in Nigeria and the president says no. Then, my worry is this. If Goodluck Jonathan behaves like a true Biafran, I don't think he will be fall so low like this. I still know, and I still accept him, he's our brother. As you earlier said, on Rubenwan Namban also. Director, I am weeping and I am bleeding, I am shedding tears on what happened to our brother. But we shall continue. Secondly, there is what is called local brain to religion. And where there are a lot of people, you know, in this our side now, you have opened my eyes and my brain. In this our side, being Biafran, I don't know if it is hunger or deprivation or whatever that made our people to, that is, they don't have focus. You can see somebody who come out like people that nobody called you. They come out, they went to Bible school, they began to talk rubbish. Who doesn't even know how Bible originated? Who doesn't even know the secret of Bible? Only that they have heard, believe, and you shall be blessed. All of them are jumping up and down like monkeys. So, whenever you hear people call or some religionists call and talk rubbish, please remember we are seriously poisoned. And you, God has sent you to liberate us. Then, in the area of Mbaka, I want you to know that don't even crack your brain again because of Mbaka. Go through Mbaka history. Mbaka is not somebody to be trusted. Quote me. I am telling you the simple truth. So when you are cracking your head about Mbaka, stop doing that. Because you know that I'm a Catholic. But Catholics move like Omuyanapa in our place. They don't even look at it. There is danger. So far, they are the first one that is going with them. Omuyanapa is an animal, like a grasshopper, but a grasshopper is bigger than that. Then what they normally do is, immediately they saw that their first commander has gone, all of them will follow him. Even if he's falling inside the pit, all of them will fall inside there. That is what Catholics normally do. I'm a Catholic. Fact, I am telling you. So they don't even care to know what Mbaka is saying, if it is true or not. Our father, for that, everybody will fall inside pit. None of them has ever sat down to say, okay, in your work, what is your work? In fact, as I am now, on one day, on your own, and I apparition and came back and room where you're in Chegari, Chegari, and even one is over more, the on. All the other members, that person will be sheepishly going to apparition and coming back. In one day, even under your rubbish. Then, Buhari and terror and corruption. You know, Obasanjo, I don't know, I was. In fact, on your own are the upstate because you say we are monkeys and baboons. That person need to, you need to be hanged. As you always say, let him go and hug and hug a transformer. Obasanjo was on power for good 8 good years. He did absolutely nothing. And now he's advising the terrorist Buhari, let him fight corruption. Buhari entered into office with 100% corruption. All his followers are corrupt. Even, I don't know the 100% and the degree of the corruption in APC and their members cannot be quantified. How can these terrorists fight corruption? It's not possible. He will even swim into corruption, and swim again. Then, I want to be cutting my this in short and short so a lot of people will come in. Then, politicians are thieves. And followers follow suit. Now, our politicians are thieves, all of them, from beginning to the end. Then they are not laying a good legacy for our people or our offspring, our children. Then when our children grow up, they have to follow suit because they have seen that. Okay, theology, Governor Fanana Abia said he's a thief. Automatically, he will follow suit. Knowing fully whether theology as a thief and his children as a thief, they will follow suit. There's no good example, even from our schools, that our children will follow. To say, okay, they laid a very good foundation and very good example for us. Let us follow suit. Okay, this man is a very good man. He has done well. He will be my role model or that kind of a thing. It's not found in this zoo, talk less of Biafran land, except you who have come in now to give us the light. Then, finally, look at Mr. President Obama. Please, my dear American citizens, I am calling upon you people to, I think you people say you are number one people in the world or number two or whatever. Why did you allow your president to be nice? I don't know, Mr. President, if I offend you, then I was, forgive me. Why did you allow you, Mr. President Obama, to be fooling himself, degrading the quality of Americans. Look at what Obama is doing, encouraging Muslims to be killing people here and there. I am calling on the true Americans. Are you there? These things are happening. Are you there looking at these things, looking at Obama destroying the world, looking at Obama destroying the Christian world, looking at President Obama drawing the dignity of Americans to the mud. American senators, are you there? American House of Reps, are you there? American citizens, the true citizens of America, are you there seeing Obama destroying America? Bringing America down and down and down every blessed day. My dear people, Americans, Britons, we need to reason. Okay, now, let me take an example. Americans, you people, Obama or American government, I want to take again. Is it not right for the people of Biafra to experience freedom, to experience human rights, which you people are experiencing? Is the human right restricted to some level of people or level of countries? Now look at Obama destroying the whole nation for nothing's sake. He came into Nigeria as an American. He told us to be speaking the truth. America came into Nigeria, the zoo, and lied. He leaked election. He leaked all the election. Look at, we have lost not less than 200 to 300 souls in the info for President Obama came and promoted in this our country, in this particular election. Obama came, all the blood of all the people that was killed in this pro-election violence and must be in the head of Obama and in the head of Americans. because God is hearing us. Americans, if you want to be free from this particular disaster Obama has caused, impeach Obama, because he is doing nothing. He is killing the image of America. He is killing the image of America. He is killing the image of America. Let common Americans, let Christian Americans arise. Let them come up and see what Obama is doing. Then the Jews are there in America. The Jews are one of the major powers in America. Why did you Jews allow America to empower Iran with nuclear weapon? Now, see what is happening. My fellow Jews, my brother, the Jewish, you are the same brother with the Biafrans. Rise up in America there. Don't sit down. Don't look at Obama. Obama is trying to destroy your country, which heaven, our God in heaven, will never allow. Our God in heaven must come to fight for us.
You see?
Director, all these our politicians, you know, when I began to listen to this radio from my brother, I understood what I had never learned in my life. There is no legacy in all this. Look at that state election. Theodorji did not even get one vote, and he announced himself as the winner. But I thank God I had a news that says that the INEC officer, whom Theodorji wanted to bribe with $150 million, the woman refused and said that she must kick on the true result of the election. Come to Abba and see what Abba is all about. I am still asking Obama, which means, Obama, you encourage evil to others and you want good things to come to America. You encourage evil killings in Africa, which means African people are not human beings. Which means Biafran people are not human beings. Obama, you use the mouth you use in eating and talking and calling America and calling the name of God to come and say that election in Nigeria in the zoo is free and fair. Don't you hear of all these mayhem, killings and violences everywhere in the nation? Obama, you are a disgrace to Americans. You are a black man, but you have shown that black blood is in you by being a fool and a disgrace to Americans. Americans always stood up. Bill Clinton, George Bush, they stood up. But now look at the level you are bringing America to. China is more than America now. And you are there pardoning yourself as a fool, not even as a president. Director, my prayer is this. I still say it tomorrow and next tomorrow. The gods of our land will protect you. You are the truth light we are seeing. May our Father in heaven, the Bible says he is your defender and your protector. Our God in heaven will defend you and protect you. He will defend Biafra and protect Biafra. That miracle he did in the land of Israel, from leaving them, delivering them from the land of Egypt, he will do it in Biafra land.
You see?
We can never remain slaves.
Never.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much and well spoken. Two things I wish to correct, my dear brother. There's only one God, and that is Chukwu Abiama. Only one, not two, not three, not four, not five. But when people use, you know, when they use gods, is including all the angels. That's what we mean by that. Lesser gods, because we have a Lord who is temporal and one that is spiritual. Chukwu Abiama is spiritual Lord. And then you have my Lord in a kind of an earthly setting, please. Somebody saying, are we part of Masop? And I said, Chineke Bokwagok, are you part of the family of Lucifer? I asked him. Inwekwensu, God forbid, but to associate Radio Biafra with Masop is an insult. Especially the Masop led by the thief, the Ifajin of our time was Rike. Onyoshikobo! Federal government of Nigeria plate number. What does that tell you about the freedom fighter? And they are one of stupid people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, Director.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Chukwu Noyelu Amadi. I called 2 days ago for inquiring of IPOB member near me here in Spain.
But we've been mentioning, we have been mentioning Spain number on the air all this while. Does it mean you've not been listening? Hello?
Sorry, director?
We have been mentioning the numbers for Spain on the line. Does it mean you have not been listening? I have a telephone number for you here. Can you get a pen and paper and I'll give it to you so you call them?
Yes, director, call the number for me. It's more better.
It's
063 107 107 377 9 9.
Yes.
I will repeat. 063.
Yes.
107.
Yes.
3779.
That is correct. Call that number immediately. Call it.
Is that Mazu Sena Sebo who speak with me?
No, not at all. Our overall national in Spain, our national coordinator in Spain will speak to you.
All right, director. Thank you. My bless you, director.
You see? And bless you too as well. And bless you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We are live and we are direct. And this is Radio Biafra. We continue. No, they're not there. I thought we had somebody on that line. They are back now. Let's see if they're there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, not at all. The network is very bad. Welcome to the Zoological Republic, the damnable, the iniquitous, and the devilish. Everything you want is here to do with the entity of darkness. Once you come to the zoo, you will have it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, director, good morning.
Good morning, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chimobi Wonkwo. I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for the work you are doing for our country, Biafra.
Thank you very much. You're kind.
I want to thank you for the way you have been going with this.
Hello, go ahead.
I want to thank you for the way you have been going through the case of Biafra. Director, I say me Chukwu Abiyama, fortify you, give you strength and long life so that you will continue to do this for our country.
In the name
of Chukwu Abiyama.
He say, thank you very much. In Chukwu Abiyama's name we pray. Somebody is making me to laugh. The reason why they use rabbit is because rabbit is on it all the time. They produce too many babies. Easter is a period of fertility. The goddess of fertility. That's why you give an egg in Easter. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good morning, director.
Good morning.
This is Ifa in Chukwu. I'm calling from Enugu.
From Enugu, thank you very much. Is Enugu back on this morning?
We are not getting it here, but director.
We are still working on it, I can tell you that. Our engineers are on site working on it. We are working on it, okay. And Enugu will be back on as quickly as possible. We are working on it as we speak.
Thank you, director, because it seems we are in that. It seems we are now in darkness.
I know. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enugu is now in darkness because there is no light from Radio Biafra. We illuminate. You never knew who Obi Ezekwesili was before. Now you know. Mwoke dendu na dunye wunye kwa kagabwa kwa nakwana. But a ministerial position. Men without honor. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Director, you are too much, bro.
Thank you.
I don't really know where to start from.
Thank you.
I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start from. I don't know where to start through religion. I don't know where you got all the revelations you are revealing in fact.
Chukwa
Biya Mayor. But I want to say that you are a special bread for this purpose. The way you organize religious issues, making people to understand that Biafran are the home of God. Here in Biafra is where God emanated from.
Of course.
I will tell you why. I will tell you why. Because most people are just there worshiping because they don't know. They are going to church. The other day you were saying that church Sunday is not the original day for worship, and that is the entirely truth. But people cannot believe all those things because their brain has been washed off. Wherever you see a man that cannot use his hand to walk, he will try to go and open a mushroom place, expecting people to come and give him money. Tomorrow you see him on a signpost where the wife is pegging head on his shoulder. What is life and life is worldwide? Because of poverty.
Poverty.
God, of course. They can never see the truth again. People making themselves up here and there in the name of Jesus. I thank God that you are well aware of what God is all about. I really thank God for that because most people, 99.9, does not know. Some that are calling you because of fear of fear. But myself, I am a full-blooded believer of God. I know who God is. I know that the African land is full of God. With time, I will link you up how you will find it out. So that when you talk, you give them quotation. Because in the unification of the world, God has been working as a human being. God must not work as a statue, as a cross, as a fish or whatever, whatever. God must use a human being to work in your day. And you must find out the God in your day for you to make any way in life. So that is by the way, talking about the crop of the matter, which is getting the invasion of Biafra. Any man that is too much fearful will always die before his death. Anything you know that belongs to you, you must go for it. So people can never find out how they will work and get something that belongs to them. The only area, if we talk now, we will die. If we talk, we will die. Outa will kill us. Outa is not the owner of this land. It's only that this man called himself Luga that emerged all of us to become one thing. And when you are eating the food, the outer food is quite different. When you the addressing is different. Everything about them, they are had, we are here also, and things like that. So, I want to encourage you to continue. I think whether it has not gotten to you or what.
It has, my dear brother, but too many of them. Too many of them. But okay. I'll respond to them. I will respond. Go ahead.
Okay. I have sent to you in some days to tell you that nobody that speaks to speak for truth will die. For truth has no substitute. If you don't go in with second time, only on the wee way, that will be in the case. Only on the man or the angel, nobody can be neutral in this matter. It's either you support it or you are against it. For we must get what we want. Our what is certain that all this thing is committing to the end time. You said it before now that people from the South Middle East is fighting against Iran, and with their nuclear weapons. All this is signaling the end of the world. But most people that cannot even believe it, you see, they don't know that the world is coming to an end. They are making, stealing people's money, stealing money that belongs to everybody. The other side, what we say is making mess of himself. Making nonsense of himself. How do you tell me you are a freedom fighter and you are indulging in very, very useless work of hatred? Organizing people, telling them to lose. They calling people that are poor because you know in the East. Now, you know, we are fed up of people that help themselves. We are people that help themselves. So nobody is dependent on government for anything. So really, it is easy for you to gather people. Gather them, come, this is what we will do and get one naira or two naira. And that is exactly what we want to make it be. And many people are still following him. When even the radio driver is saying, come out from that business man, he can never help you. You have been following somebody, you have not got to see anything since you were following him over half a year now. So, my brother, you are indeed too much. I pray that God will surely reward you for your effort. And war, after war, peace comes. So, anybody that wants to achieve peace without war is a policeman, is a coward. Anything we can do to get to our destination, my hand is up for it. We will get it.
Thank you very much.
To our destination. So, nobody, if a man dies, he pursues of what he wants. Go to God with his glory. So, you cannot be here, we can continue shifting foolishly. Yoruba and Hausa people will be messing us up. Look at today's government. The other day, they were saying in their news that no place for man, no single place. For the first time in the history of Nigeria, formerly, when you see Hausa as the president, you see Igbo man as right. Today, Igbo man is no longer the right, because Hausa is now occupying the position of the Igbo man in their so-called level at Abuja. Now, if an Igbo man is no president, they can no longer be feasible this time around. Can no longer walk. Other they will even get the Secretary General of Nigeria. It's the only, I don't think it is possible there. You see, well, let them come back and join hands to get in Biafra. They'll be here looking for an outer man. They will become a slave. Because Igbo man cannot do anything. Igbo man needs money. Whether the money will come, whether to kill his mother or his father, he does not care. To kill, whether to kill your child, Igbo man cannot care. They want money so that we can put up skyscrapers in their name. Whether the next person are in your backyard is dying of starvation, we don't care. That is why Igbo man can do anything to get money. And our man will use Igbo man against his brother. You have Igbo man will accept me. So, but with the arrival, things will change for the better. Any day you will rise up to go for this match, God must give you victory.
He said.
So, we can never be afraid of anything. Any day, I thank God the way you coordinated the whole world in support of this noble project. God is behind you, and you must surely make headway. You remove anything fear in your dictionary. If nobody can lay hands on you, the purpose of doing what's killing you because of saying the truth. You can only die when you are not speaking the truth. But then as much as you are saying the truth, no force, there is no discord of all those. If you are doing bad and somebody wish you bad, it will come to you. But when you are doing good and somebody wish you bad, it will go back to the person. There is no juju that is greater than that one. So anybody can say whatever they want to say. All they will do, the only thing I know they will try to do is to lobby you through the way they lobby their world religion. But I know that you can never fall for them. World religion fall because they have not seen money.
He is from a very poor family. Owazulike is extremely poor. He was raised inside poverty. I wasn't. I am not poor and have never been. My parents sent me abroad. I didn't go to overseas with scholarship. My parents sent me abroad to go and study. Not with a scholarship from anybody. I never knew poverty. Crippling poverty, I never knew it. Even at that, we were always, I was always contented. You know, you don't have to sell yourself. Once you are satisfied with who you are as a person, you don't compromise. Why should I? If you are riding aeroplane, that is your business. It doesn't have anything to do with me as a human being. Oh, it is when people become greedy and they dabble into rubbish. Like the Ifajuna of our time did. Now he's running around pasting posters. Onyara. I told him he will go mad with the reels here. He thought I'm joking. Come out and speak now. Let's see. He cannot speak anymore because we are on the ground here. He can no longer speak. Anwar Yakob. Maybe if he wasn't stealing with Biafra, he would send the wife to go out and become a prostitute. Who knows? The same way they sent Obi Ezekwesili. The minister. Is it a lady? People without honor. Shameless women. Barrister is with me, and I must apologize for having kept the barrister for so long. Very eminent and accomplished. Even this very Sunday morning, the Easter day that they have gone to worship Arose, of course, because he's an ancient Egyptian. I don't know. Maybe people will make babies tonight. Who knows? Fertility after eating Easter egg. Who knows? I don't know. Barrister is with me. Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, happy Easter.
The same to you.
Director, you know I was born today, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 5th of April.
My goodness, man. Do you want me to sing happy birthday to you? Live on air?
No.
I used to be a chorister.
I never celebrated it.
I'll sing happy birthday for you live on air. I used to be a chorister, you know. I was a very good boy. I know my guy church. I was in the chorister. Now I go when I go Abu Chineke. I didn't know Nandia Jani name. Please go ahead.
Director, you have a good voice. That's why you are able to talk on Radio Biafra.
Thank you.
It is civil. You are very effective English. You are. So I wonder if you don't have a good voice, how you are able to talk. So. You have the good voice, and that's why your voice is all over the world. The book of Luke says, let the dead bury the dead. Owazurike is dead, and those who are dead will also bury him. Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Happy Easter to all of you. And I have to thank those who are still sending me wishes, as today is my birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Barrister. Happy birthday to you. Oh my goodness me. Maybe I'll sing to you in private. Who knows?
Director, sing. Sing. Let me take it for the same.
Please, Barrister, I must confess, I wasn't expecting you to take me up on the offer. I was hoping if I tell you, I'll sing for you. You tell me, no, don't sing. Now you're asking me to sing. Please continue. I beg of you. Barrister, please go ahead. I don't have the voice. I don't have the vocal cords again. You know, I love swallow. Because I love swallow so much, I have lost my vocal cords. I can no longer sing very well. Please go ahead.
Even talking about it, you've already sang the song.
Exactly.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Mokoma, the only commander we have.
You got it.
In everywhere, Onwanine, you are at one place talking, and your voice is everywhere. I use this word, Ufama, Ufama, we say you are speaking big grammar. Here, we speak anything we could, anything we can touch, we speak it, just to make sure that our people get this message. Your voice is very ubiquitous. You are talking from here and it's all over the world. And that is what Badiama has done. He has instigated things to be done this way. All those who spoke before I came in, they were spot on. I usually allow our people to talk. My voice may not be necessary. I like to hear our people. Because it's been a while we've been preaching about the goodness of Chukwuebiamah and the restoration of Biafra. The Yorubas are now blaming themselves and talking, it should have been done this way. And Gulo Jonathan and his team, why did I elect a Yoruba man? All the advice is given to him, did he adhere to any? No. So it's too late now to cry over a spilled milk. He is out. You know, when you are fighting, you won't see what is happening within around you. Those who advise Gulo Jonathan, do this. The most wicked act this Jonathan did against our people, not even building the hospital. Our people are dying every day. Director, as you were saying earlier, from Owerri to Nnenti, I don't know what you call it, is Nnenti.
Full Nnenti. Of mortuary. Yes, now. And Abatiozu, left, right, and center. All of Barrister, why would somebody build coffin and bring it to Express Road? And to be selling it, knowing fully well that the roads are very bad. I am beginning to suspect this, but they're the ones that dig up the roads to cause accidents. I'm telling you the truth. Because why would you build the coffin and bring it to sell? Oh, my God. I don't know these people. I don't know. God help them.
Disgraceful, Director. And that is why Biafra must be reinstalled and restored imminently. Our people are perishing. Our people are languishing. Whichever way you look at it, there is no job for them. Even those who are dead, before you even pick up the coffin, they will charge you arms and legs for you to pick somebody that is already dead. And the dead ones in the mortuary, you have to pay. And after paying, you still have to buy the coffin. After that, you still have to bring the coffin home. It's all money. And then the father and all the rest of them will charge you. No, coffin shouldn't stay 2 days. You have to walk around and people will sell even their land in order to bury their people. Director, what is at home is catastrophic. It's a big shame. Biafra must come. Anybody who says Biafra will not come will die before Biafra arrives.
He said,
because we are not wasting our time here. We know the reason why we are talking and shouting for our people. The selfish ones do not care. Those who are being eaten from the oil. They are not worrying about those who are left behind. But that's our main concern here on Radio Biafra. To make sure that everybody gets justice. To make sure that everybody is represented in every way and in any way. We are not here for ourselves. Otherwise, we wouldn't even do this, Director. How many of your parents out there can boast of free square meals? How many of your parents out there can say, yes, if you call me in the community, I'll be able to come and buy anything? They are all poor. And the rich ones are getting overreached. They don't care about the poor people. But that is why Radio Biafra is here, to make everything equilibrium, to make sure that everybody sees the same thing, to make sure that nobody over and above other. While you are up there, those on the ground are suffering. This is man inhumanity to man. And we must stem it. We must stop it. We must confront it. Onyojago should keep away from Radio Biafra. Because if you believe in your own conviction that this is the right thing to do, you must pursue it at all costs. Obama is there pointing hands into... Remembering Obama and what he has just done in this election is not only disgraceful, it's very despicable. And this Morris of a man came to review even what he was planning in Israel. You see the difference between us and the Israelis. With all the money he put there for Netanyahu to be toppled, they took the money, and yet Netanyahu is still there. Our own. So the Jonathan have been sick and weak and imbecilic. He capitulated. Even the advice you gave him, go and say that this election is fraught with wrongs, is fraught with evil, is fraught with children. Director, I have a picture here where children are just signing the cards on Buhari's name. Carried on signing. Children, those who voted and those who were signing the ballot papers in order to help Buhari. In all this, yet, election is still unfair. He supported Cameron because of our oil. Nobody can ever come again, ever, to come and do things in the detriment of the Afrin. We've suffered enough, and our eyes are red. We cannot afford to evade Biafra at this particular point in time. That is our goal, and that's our quest. We are going well in whichever way, come rain, sun, or shine. Biafrans must grab back what belongs to them. The man who is talking about oil in Biafra, he finally said, unless you defeat us in battle, then you take your oil. And that's exactly what we will do, if that is the bottom line. We cannot overlook what belongs to us because somebody is bigger than you or because somebody is more stronger than you. We shall see this particular situation pan out in our faces, and we can never go back and move forward. Director, I'm with you all the way. Good morning. And good morning, dear friend. And thank you once again for those sending me birthday wishes.
And I also wish you birthday, a very happy one, a very fruitful one. As we remember all over the world this very day, the resurrection of Yahweh Yeshua, as we are told, so also will you be resurrected in every endeavor, in every effort you are involved in, especially the restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Chukwu Abiama will bless you, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. Chukwu Abiama will preserve thee and your family. Chukwu Abiama will show you kindness and mercy. Chukwu Abiama will not fail you. Once again, happy birthday. That is to the barrister himself. You are more than welcome to wish him happy birthday. Please do so, if you can. Not live on air, go and inbox him. He's also on Twitter. Look for his Twitter handles, please. Because here we are very serious. We are proceeding, doing the work that heaven asked us to come and do.
I kept somebody on hold for a long time. I don't know if they're still there. I presume that they're still there, in which case I will now go to them. I will defer to them. The caller on the line all the way from Denmark, I presume your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good morning. Ututoma, director.
Good morning to you.
My name is Chidubem, calling from Denmark, capital city of Denmark, Copenhagen.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So, director, I want to thank you for the good job. I always want to thank you because what you have been saying this morning is a very, 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 very good job. And who doesn't understand what you are saying? They think what you are saying is not real. What you think is true. Director, you know in Italy where they say it's a cathedral of Roman Catholic or people who go to Catholic. You can believe that in that church there, Roman Catholic, man married to a man, woman married to a woman, which is gay and lesbianism. So, and our people who is in Africa, who doesn't know exactly what is happening because of their blind. They don't know what is going on. They don't know only what they know that the Roman Catholic is this. And you go and bow down and be praying to God that man has made, not God has made. But I just want to let you know, as you have been giving them this lesson, continue giving them the lesson because they don't know anything. They are in the forest. So all those things you see that you are saying, they can never understand. Until one day, they will see it with their two eyes and they will believe. So I just want to tell you that continue, we are right behind you. And thank you and Chukwabama bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
He say, thank you very much for that. I understand that very well. And I thank you also for all your kind words. We are live. We are direct. This is Radio Biafra and Chukwu Abiama is our God. We worship nothing else apart from the God in heaven. They worship idol. I don't say they don't worship anything they cannot see. They don't have faith and belief inside them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my master.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Onyekasin Joko. I'm calling from Umoiro, Aba, and Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please, go ahead.
Please, my master. I would like to do everything possible to be free this time.
Very good. Go ahead. Turn your system down, please. Turn your system down. If you don't turn it down, you will break your flow. Your fluidity will be affected, and we will be struggling to understand what you're trying to say. Therefore, please turn your system down and speak to us.
I'd like to...
Go ahead.
We, Biafra, to destroy everything is...
Your line is also on. Please turn it off. Turn off your radio, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are?
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, I can also hear background noise. I have said it before. If I hear any background noise, I will disengage. I will cut you off. When you call Radio Biafra, pay attention on what you have to say. Then you can then go back to your radio. You will catch your voice again finishing because it takes about 6 seconds from here to your radio because the speed of sound is only 850 miles per hour. My voice has to be carried to London, from London into satellite back to where you are. So it takes about 6 seconds to do so. So concentrate and say what you have to say. Afterwards, you can go back and listen to yourself. I have a caller on Viber. Can this caller hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are?
My name is Osita Wezote. I'm calling you from
Canada. Osita, you're calling, Osita, you're calling from Canada, you said? Are you calling us from Canada?
Yes, I'm calling from Canada.
Which part of Canada are you in?
And Vancouver.
In Vancouver. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Vancouver, Canada. Go ahead.
Okay.
You know, I just came back from, this is 2 a.m. now. I just came back and I only wanted to listen, but the first caller and the second caller, they made my day. I mean, they spoke my mind, and I decided that I should call. You know, director, in life, there are so many people who really do, you know, our people say, if you don't know where you are coming from, you will never know where you're going to.
Exactly.
Before I came to Canada, I think I used to reason same, but I used to think that somebody who has never, you know, joined the aeroplane maybe has missed a lot. But when I came here, I realized that somebody who has never gone out of his country, somebody who has never gone to any developed world, has really missed a lot in this world. Because when you are seeing the things that matter, the real to face realities, he or she cannot really understand what realities are. That is what I think is wrong with our people. You know, the second caller said, oh, nobody is neutral in this matter. Is either Nonyo or the Homjo or the Yamma. Yeah, I believe that too. And I think that it will be very difficult to see somebody who will not support this. It's just that because of either ignorance or because of the asset buildings and every other thing, Igbo or Biafrans has in the whole part of the Nigeria. That is why when you say something about getting Biafra, you think they are going against it. They all want it. Nobody doesn't like truth in this planet, on this planet Earth. I believe everybody likes truth. But because of his or her own selfish or personal interest on the things he has every other place, he doesn't want to support it. So the second caller in today's program says, so nobody's neutral. All of them are the hammer. This is what I want you to know. All the hammer.
Yes.
So what I would say, my dear Tobo, keep on your good work. It's only time. Time will always tell. Oh, Bob Malikuru. Time will always tell. Truth is paramount. Is like, when I heard you said we illuminate. That is reality. Reality. Oh, we've been here in Jamaica. I traveled to Jamaica. I told you once I traveled to Jamaica this Christmas. Oh, I go to a place where you go to, you ride a boat in the night, and the whole water, the whole river, or will I say water, illuminates. Even though it is dark night, you still see everything. The fishes in the river, you still see them swimming because there is light.
That is light.
I'm saying you see truth is light. Continue your work. God, Chukwu Abiyama, will always see us through. Thank you for picking my call.
Of course. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling all the way from Vancouver in Canada. Our enemies, enemies of Biafra, are you listening? We are all over the world. This is not a business of Agulejiga or Okwe or Were. We are everywhere in the world. Everywhere. All those places, even where your children are studying, we are there as well. You come against us and you're all dead. The same way you don't regard life as anything, neither do I. When you don't talk about it anyway. Life is meaningless to me. Chukwu Abiyama determines everything. So if you think you are stubborn, you have not seen us before. We are worse than stubborn. I can tell you that. That is why I have never entertained any fear. God in heaven knows about the coming of. What bothers me is the stupidity of an Igbo man. That is the only thing that I worry about. If it's about Biafra coming, Biafra will come. It doesn't matter what we do. What we do, we are irrelevant in this whole equation. Chukwu Abiyama has already determined that Biafra must come. We must continue our work. Because even heaven is listening. No, they are not there. They are not there. Let's go to the other line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
My director, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm ever loyal to your command, my director.
Thank you very much. You are kind. Go ahead.
My director, my name is John Bekalokwa. I was the person that called last night.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Sonny, go ahead. You are very lucky. You got through last night and you got through today. You should go and celebrate.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm trying my best, sir. That's right. Hello, sir.
I can hear you. Don't listen to your radio. Listen to my voice over the phone. Do not listen to your radio. Okay. You get confused. Listen to my voice only through your phone and then speak and react accordingly. Go ahead, please. We are listening.
Okay, sir. So, what I was trying to say is that those people that want to become from their party to join APC, the news you made in the morning yesterday, I tried to call, but I couldn't reach you. So those people, they should be warned, because the people that asked you to help me read last night is telling them something. That those people who are following Buhari and his things of the same, that soonest they will go down. They should not follow Buhari, and more especially people from this side. Because I could remember that they were told not to vote, but many of them went and voted. Many of them, not even voting good luck, they went and voted Buhari. They should be warned that this Buhari that they are following, the person that they are talking about saying things all the time, they are going to fall anytime. And I'm so grateful, because I believe that his victory, Buhari's victory over Jonathan, is a beginning of downfall of the Zulu Republic. So they should not follow Buhari. This is Biafra, really Biafra. We are fighting for our nation. I don't know why some people are misbehaving. When people are trying to make things right, to give them their right, what belongs to them, they keep on messing up. Many of them, when you're telling them about Biafra, they start saying all sorts of rubbish. Like the other day that the letter was holding, somebody came to my compound. I was telling him about Biafra. He said I should forget about that thing. It was something that I was really good. He told them not to affect the census, and because of that, the allocation that they are giving them in other states is very small. So I even told them, so they are giving allocation on somebody's head. So the counting that they are counting out, they are giving money on our head. I need to go out and listen. So
hold on. Did you ask the idiot, the little that is being given, where is it? If they claim that it is because of sin, which is people don't reason. They are dumb and they are daft, and I will tell them how daft and useless they are. It does not matter how much you get. Awusa will always get more than you do. Why don't you get it into your thick skull? It doesn't matter if they do census or no census. Awusa have already determined how much they're going to give you anyway. They will always be bigger in number. Why don't you use your brain, for goodness sake, for once in your useless lives, and be able to reason? It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how many they counted. They will always tell you that Awusa Fulani is greater than you in number. Why can't you reason? Chineke no nyebere. My goodness me. Please go ahead.
That is the problem, sir. And many of them, they will not believe what you are telling them. We keep on preaching to them, telling them about their father. It's something that we have been longing for. And by the grace of God, God raised you to help us, you know, actualize their father. And these people are messing up. But my director, I don't want you to be discouraged because of what they are doing. I want you to be strong, because the God that brought you know that you can be able to do this. That's why he pointed you out. And there's something that Barrister said yesterday, that you should stop complaining. My director, that is true. You don't have to complain whenever you're doing anything that God asks you to do. He's not always happy when somebody is complaining. Keep on doing the good work you're doing. You know, sometimes I begin to think about how we bear for us, how we get. I begin to imagine maybe the time that we Moses came to Israel to pick us up, along the way, I begin to think about it. It's like we, the Biafrans, we did not cross the Red Sea. We deserted. Some of them went out, and that is why we are here. And that's why we always stubborn. My director, keep doing the good work you're doing. Tuku Adeyama is behind you. No matter what these people are doing, the answer must come. That is what I believe.
Of course, it will.
That is what, and I'm telling this people, everybody that is listening to me now, all the Biafrans. Now, there's another election that is coming on the 11th. The director has given an order that you should boycott it, and I want every one of you to listen very well. Nobody should go out and vote. We cannot get our freedom if we don't fight for it. And we cannot get our freedom if we don't listen to what the director is saying. We should obey, and all we are looking for will get it. My director, you're doing a wonderful work. People out there will continue to guide you and to bless you and your family. I saw a Facebook where somebody said that, yes, that, you know, you are not afraid of death. That if you die today, there are people, yes, that is what he said. But I say that you will never die. You will live to reap the good work you have been doing. You will live to see the opera and enjoy the opera. If those people who have been fighting for freedom, like Mandela did not die when they were fighting it, you will not die, my director. So I'm very grateful for what you are doing. We are all in support of you. They are listening now. They will soon fall because they have conspired against our Lord. And in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 2, he also talks about that we are the sons of Jacob, that we should not be, you know, we should not be afraid, we will not be consumed. So I believe that God is behind this thing, and whatever God is in, there will always be a something. Because it's the majority.
Of course.
My
thank
director,
you.
I'm grateful for what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to continue to bless you. Now, until Biafra is restored in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
He say. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Some people are positing some very compelling arguments, and I agree with them. Do you know why they voted Obama into office? It's so that man can marry man and woman can marry woman and nobody will complain. Obama came into office to remove Muammar Gaddafi, to remove all of these people, to sweep, to in fact to introduce radical Islam into the lives of our people. Obama represents the entity of darkness. Obama, I believe, is from hell itself. This is Radio Biafra. The day it will unfold, I will tell you, remember, I said it here. I told you so. That is why you must remain resolute. You must remain consistent. Never waver, never prevaricate, never retreat, and do not surrender. Biafra is the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. Therefore, you must be strong. Remain resolute. Remain strong. Let's go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are, please.
This is Chikezie Ibakama from Enugu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to commend you for the work you are doing and to say that we are ready for any task ahead. I'm confirmed with the person at Enugu here, the coordinator at Enugu here. I've called him and he has registered me. So there is another problem. There is other people that are willing to join, but they are asking how will they make contact.
They can make contact with you. You have already contacted the coordinator, so you are actually one of us. So they can make contact with you. Those of you, if the where the meetings are being held is very far, those of them contacting you, if they live very close to your house, all of you can start a family meeting. That is the way we work. So six of them can meet in your house to listen to Radio Biafra in your room, maybe in your kitchen. It doesn't matter. That is how family meetings start. You start from there.
Okay.
You go out to preach to other people in twos or threes. You go out to preach the gospel. And as soon as people who cannot come to your place gather together, you tell them to also start meeting where they are. That's how we do it here.
Okay.
Okay?
Another thing, the service at Enugu here.
is very poor.
We are no longer getting the service at Enugu here.
Our engineers are on site right now working on it. We are trying to fix that station now as we speak. They are working on it. And I am sure that by this time tomorrow or latest Tuesday morning, it will be back on again. And we are also studying why the problem, keeps happening so that it doesn't keep on going on and keep disrupting the listening pleasure of our people at Enugu. Enugu is our capital and we want our station there to work. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much for that. We are going to the phone line to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are?
My name is Owo Etimakara, man. Calling from Imo State, from Akwa. I'm staying at Imo State, but I'm from Akwa Ibom.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I really want to appreciate your effort and everything you are doing to bring Biafra to existence. But I really believe God with us, we are very strong and we will achieve everything. It doesn't matter who is against us, who is not with us. Whatever Obama likes, let him do. What I'm very sure of is that God has destined this Biafra to come through and it will definitely come through. Nobody can stop it and nobody can stand between it. And that is just it. I'm very strong and believe on this. It will just be like when God sent Moses to go to Egypt and deliver the children of Israel. Everybody was just hanging. How can Moses achieve that? Sometimes when I told somebody about this Biafra, they would say, go and sit down. It has been long since this Biafra of a thing has been existed. And then they never got their independence. You know? I said, watch and see what God will do. And just that is my strong belief, that he won't be long. I'm always saying this in my Facebook, that he will come sooner than expected. The freedom of Biafra will come sooner than expected. So I really thank God for your courage. I really, always and always, whenever I listen to you, I say, yes, indeed, God is your strength. God is with you. And I pray that God will really help you and strengthen you every day, every time, and see you through to achieve this. Sometimes I just ask myself, can I really die for something that a lot of people are doubting about? I say, it takes courage from God, you know, for somebody, your family, your child, to look into you, you take everything off of your head and say, hey, I can die for this thing. I can sacrifice my family. If not God is with a person, he can't do that, you know. And that is just my courage, that is, you really encourage me a lot. Whenever I listen to you, I say, yes, sometimes somebody can really die for what you believe. And I pray God will help you and see you through. I'm always praying every time for you. And I believe that sooner than we all expect, this country will come. I do tell my wife, whether in war or in peace, I know Biafra is coming. And it is a must that it comes, because that is the kingdom of God on earth. Thank you, Director. May God be your strength.
And you too. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody is saying that Okoro Awosade Malam himself went to a church. Hey! Ekwensu Abanyago Loka. Okoro Cha is doing praise the Lord. Is this a Yoruba church? Oh, the devil is a liar. Easter Sunday worship with Governor Rocha Sokrocha, a prayerful governor, is a victorious. Hey, they went and hired a hotel somewhere, gathered some people, they are showering. I need to post this picture. I'll post it. These people are idiots, honestly speaking. Oh, Lord God. Anyway, I'm not complaining, Chukwu Abiyama. I am not. Who am I? I have a job to do and I must do it. By your grace, of course. By your grace. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my director.
Please turn your system down, your name and where you are, if you may.
I am from Michael, from Oga.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My director, I'm so happy that you have gotten the Messiah we have been looking for in the Biafran land.
I hope I am worthy. I hope I am worthy to serve the children of God. Please go ahead.
Yes. So, my director, what I want to let the Biafran citizens know, because we are born and brought up in the northern region, precisely Yola, Jimeta. Now, as a tanker driver, I noticed one thing in Kaduna Refinery. As far as you are not a Muslim, you are not allowed to drive your tanker inside that very refinery. They will just bring one a rotten teeth malam to go and load, and under mercy, pay him 5,000 naira. But down here in Port Harcourt, our own refinery, these people have the God to have a mosque right inside the refinery. So that is why I'm happy that you've come to enlighten people who don't know what is going on in this country. These people don't like us for anything. They have already made up their mind that we cannot know their way. But God is using you now to make sure that our people get informed, and the majority are getting informed. So I'm from Umaha, but I live in Aba. So, my director, I'm very happy. I wish you the best, that everything that you are doing concerning this struggle will not be in vain.
You see?
I pray that Chukwu Abiyama, whom we worship, will let you sell through. Likewise, in what you are saying concerning the religion, it has been long. I did research because I was born in Jehovah's Witness, but they don't believe in dreams. So when I continue seeing dreams directly, like say I'm in the day, they refuse to, you know, accept my explanations. So during my research, I learned that we are not worshiping the true God. Just, for example, the book of John chapter 4 verse 22. I say that the Samaritans worship what they do not know, that the children of Israel worship what they know, and the salvation originates from the Jews. So people don't know this thing because they have been deceived by the Greeks and the Romans. So as God has made you to know all these things, I'm so happy that somebody has come to let the people know about this thing. So my director, I wish God, Chukwu Abiyama, to give you more power and the wisdom to continue leading us to the time we get our Biafra.
You say, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for your kind words. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. We are continuing our work, and that work we are sent to do, and we must do it. There are things I have discovered I am not at liberty to say on air. Very serious stuff. We have discovered the group of men. How many of them? How many are they? They are how many in number? Let me see how many there are. They are, I think there are about 150 of them. No, there are 150 people in the world. Out of them, I think we have identified nine. Nine of them that we need to approach and convince. Nine people to allay their fears that the coming of Biafra will not lead to anything extraordinary. Nine people only. You convince them, they convince the other 150 people, and that's it. They will hold only one conference in a year. At that conference, we are getting one of them to speak. If they can write, they cannot invite us to that very meeting, because it's very secretive. If one or two or one of the nine will speak, the two other people will second them,
The other seven, the other six will then go into lobbying the 150. If we get a majority of the 150 people and they stamp it, then Biafra will come in less than no time. You know, Chukwu Abiyama can't come down direct to do this work. So we are asking Chukwu Abiyama live on air, go into these very people. Go into them and prepare their minds. Use them to do your work. There's a place in the Bible where it was Cyrus, the great of Assyria, I think. Cyrus, the great of Assyria. In fact, he was the first person to write down on a piece of stone the first universal charter of human rights, that the Jews have the right to practice their religion without intimidation. I think it was Cyrus. Is it Cyrus? Oh God. Is Cyrus the Great of Assyria? He wrote on a tablet of stone the oldest form of the Declaration of Human Rights. But he was not a Hebrew or Israelite, as the case may be. But the Spirit of Heaven went inside him for him to say what he said. That is not the first time or second time. So we are asking for this group of men. 150 of them, Chukwu Abiyama, go inside them. And Biafra is here. We've identified them. We know who they are. And we are going to lobby them. You don't know who they are and you can never know them. The terrorist elect doesn't know who they are. But my God, they are powerful men. Very, very powerful. This world is strange. I work where some people own this planet you're living in, you know. It's owned by some people. I'm telling you. Forget the useless Pentecostal churches you go to. That they, you know, people here suffer, you know. You go to university where 60% of the lecturers are useless. Then you come out and you go to a Pentecostal church. Your world is finished. I'm telling you.
Huh?
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, my director, I'm hearing you.
Thank you.
My name is Chukwemekeze.
Chukwemekeze. Hey, boy, thank you. Where are you calling from?
Director, what I want to say about your comment is this. If we want to have this Biafra, we have to be dealing with those Sabutuas, like a governor of a Ebonyi State.
The arch Sabutua himself. The arch Sabutua.
Yes. Because they are the people that are deceiving this Biafra, our youth that are supposed to come out in mass. So what I'm suggesting is that we should be killing them, like Okorocha is a Muslim man, and Wazirike and Njige himself. Those people are people that are trying to bring a Muslim in this Biafra land. So what we should be doing, if we want to have this Biafra, is to be killing them one by one. Then people will be afraid that we are serious. That is my suggestion. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, and I agree with you. But the time hasn't come. They'll provoke us. You know, we need to be provoked. It's that provocation we are waiting for. Once we are provoked, then we can go into work and nobody can blame us then. Everything we are doing is planned. Everything we are doing is ordained because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Somebody said there with a, who said that? There with a truck driver. Is the family in Barcelona having a meeting today? I don't know. I don't think they are. No, not today. Thank you very much. I'll be for actually confirming it was Cyrus in the book of Nehemiah. Cyrus the Great. The great Assyrian king. That Chukwu Abiyama went in. The same way you went into Cyrus, Chukwu Abiyama. Go into this 150 men. Give us 9 of them. Let one of them be able to stand up to speak. To tell humanity that this is your kingdom on the face of the earth. That they have nothing to fear from the coming of Biafra because you will not destroy the world once Biafra stands. As somebody wrote to me, and I will paraphrase, for Africa to be free, one nation in Africa has to be free. And that nation is Biafra. And we are going to do it. Chukwa Biama, this will be a miracle unto your greatness and your holiness, that mankind may know that you are indeed creation. Give us Biafra and see what we will do. We will worship you. You know who we are. Once we latch on to something, that's the end of it. We will praise you. Now and forever. We have come to the end of our proceedings this very morning. We shall reconvene again this very evening. Resolute, determined, relentless, formidable. Never ever retreating, never ever surrendering. Making sure that we remain incorruptible. Incorruptible beyond the comprehension of an average black monkey and baboon. We remain incorruptible. We can never ever compromise. Chukwu Abiama, any day it crosses my, it can't cross it now because I don't even own myself. How can it cross my mind? Chukwu Abiama asked me to come, then why will I dine with terrorists or speak to terrorists? It's impossible. So that in the end, Chukwu Abiama, we will worship you here and praise you, Nosa Purije. That is why to us, Biafra is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we will continue to worship, because Ekekreligweno Wachuku Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep, nourish, feed, clothe, house each and every one of you. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me, from here in Biafra land, this very day, it is simply good morning.
Triumphant from all our foes.